I'm issuing a content or trigger warning for this recording. I will be talking about suicide, which some of you may find distressing or triggering. If at any point you feel uncomfortable, please stop watching. And if you wish to speak to someone, the Samaritan's number is 116 123, available 24 hours a day. Talking about suicide can be very difficult. There is a common belief that talking about suicide is dangerous, or a fear that we can say the wrong thing, so we'll avoid it and leave it to a professional. However, having a conversation about suicide could save a life. There are a number of simple, positive ways that you can help and you can make a huge difference. Just by having a conversation and showing someone you care makes a difference. And the workplace can play a positive role for someone who is at risk of or who has attempted suicide. Now, research shows that people can make a difference, so believe that from the start. For many people, understanding why someone would want to kill themselves is difficult. They can't imagine why someone would do it or why they wouldn't see the devastation they would leave behind. I've heard it called selfish. What we need to remember is that suicide most often happens as a result of having a serious mental health issue, even if it hasn't been recognised. When you're mentally unwell, your brain doesn't act logically. Your brain can twist things and convince you of the most irrational thoughts, and living with that is hard. As someone who suffered with depression, I can testify that it is so tiring living with a mental health illness. Now, I didn't actually consider taking my own life intentionally, but I did often go to bed hoping that I wouldn't wake up in the morning. I'd had enough. So I can understand the emotions involved. Now, I mentioned earlier that very often we don't want to talk about suicide because we think we'll make things worse. We think if we mention suicide, we might put the idea in somebody else's head. That's not true. By talking about it and showing an interest, we give people permission to tell us how they're feeling, and that can be a huge relief. Once someone starts talking about suicide, their chances of recovery improve. Now, just as a note here, we no longer use the term committed suicide. That was when suicide was a crime, and it's not a crime currently in the United Kingdom, nor will it be. So we should not criminalise the act or the person. We say someone died by suicide. When we talk about suicide attempts, we don't say successful or unsuccessful. We say fatal or non-fatal. We shouldn't say they survived a suicide attempt or lived through it. We shouldn't say that someone is suicidal. We say that they're thinking of suicide or having suicidal thoughts. So as an employer or a colleague or a line manager, what should you look out for in other employees or make other staff aware of? This monitoring and awareness should be about mental health generally, not just monitoring for suicidal thoughts. Whilst people may be at risk of suicide, they try to hide how they are feeling. They often give out warning signs. You might notice changes in their behaviour or be aware of events in their life that could be affecting them. Obvious signs are previous suicide attempts, but talking about suicide, talking about being a burden to others, talking about feeling trapped or unbearable pain, agitation, anxiety, irritability, changes in appearance, self-neglect, maybe taking time off work, social withdrawal, self-alienation. These are all some of the indicators that somebody is struggling. So what should you do if you are concerned about someone's mental health and you want to ask about suicide? You have a conversation expressing concern. Are you okay? You may worry about the specifics of what to say, but the main thing is to be calming, caring and non-judgmental. Listen to what they're saying and don't make any assumptions. It's not your job to solve their problems or understand why. Don't be afraid to ask them directly if they're thinking of suicide or harming themselves. This doesn't increase the risk. If they say they are, or they have previously, don't act shocked or confused or surprised. This is about them. Thank them for telling you, as it takes courage and you appreciate their honesty. Try to use questions that need more of a yes than a no answer, such as how long have you had these feelings? Have you spoken to anybody about them? When supporting the employee, you can ask them what you can do to help and signpost them towards expert sources of support, such as their GP or a charity. Ask if there are any issues at work having a detrimental effect on their mental health, and can we make any adjustments to help? Perhaps a particular responsibility or project is adding to their stress levels, so can we work around that? Now, as I say, remember, you're not expected to be a trained professional and solve their problems. Whatever the outcome, you are not responsible for the actions of that person. If the person indicates that the situation is urgent and you are worried that they are in immediate danger, don't leave them alone unless you're concerned for your own safety. Ultimately, contact 999 emergency services. Hopefully you have an employee mental health policy which includes practical advice for this situation. Remember not to promise complete confidentiality, because if they're in danger, you have to share that. Make sure that you don't try to guilt them or shame them. Why would you want to do that? Think of who you're leaving behind. Remember, their brain is telling them that those people are better off without them. Whatever action is taken, keep in contact with them. Check how they are. Do you need further support? Provide reassurance that you're there, and don't be afraid to ask about suicidal ideation again. If the threat becomes known through secondhand information, someone else tells you, then maybe you need to investigate. It is possible the comment was a casual remark made in poor taste, but do consider that it is serious and have a conversation with them. Assure the person who told you that the employee's mental health is more important than confidentiality, and ask the employee, how are you feeling? How are you doing? Someone has expressed concern. What can I do to help? Can I signpost you towards help? Now, sometimes our instinct with an employee who has admitted suicidal thoughts could be to tell them to take them time off work and not to come in. Sometimes our desire to absolve ourselves of any responsibility can mean that we take action that isn't the best for the employee. Sometimes the workplace offers an employee a sense of purpose. Taking that away could compound the situation, especially if the employee feels rejected and worried about their job and they live alone. Consider their feelings and take advice from medical professionals as to the best action to take. We also have to look about supporting an employee returning to work after a non-fatal suicide attempt. The first 3 months after a suicide attempt are critical in the person's recovery, because they're at a very high risk of another attempt. If a person at risk of suicide is absent from work, especially without warning, make contact regularly to check in. Develop a return to work plan, a collaborative effort. Set realistic goals and objectives. Ask them what they want rather than making assumptions as to what they need. Give them parts of their job that they enjoy, because that's going to have a positive impact on their mental health. How would you like me to check in with you? How often would you like me to talk to you? Talk to them about what they would like their colleagues to know about the information around their illness. Concerns and worries about what other people think can be real, so have these honest confirmations. The more information and the more we communicate, the better it is. Make sure all other employees and all staff and colleagues are educated to reduce the stigma around suicide and how best to talk to people. Finally, be aware of your own mental health and well-being throughout all of these situations. Your mental health and well-being is the priority, and you need to look after yourself. Often after dealing with difficult emotive situations, I will seek professional mental health support to help me. Please consider doing the same. As always, thanks for listening, and remember, you're amazing.